Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to chapter 20 this morning in the book of Sirach. We'll be in verses 1 through 3 for our practice. There is an admonition that is untimely, but the silent person is the wise one. It is much better to admonish than to lose one's temper. One who admits a fault will be kept from disgrace. It is often said that timing is everything, and this holds true even when it comes to giving admonishment. While it may be tempting to speak up and offer criticism or advice right away, there are times when doing so can actually do more harm than good. In these situations, it is the silent person who shows true wisdom by exercising restraint and waiting for the right moment to speak up. One of the main reasons why admonition can be untimely is because emotions are running high. When someone is upset or angry, they are less likely to be receptive to feedback or advice. By waiting for a calmer moment, the admonisher can ensure that their words are more likely to be heard and taken to heart. Furthermore, speaking up at the wrong time can also lead to the person being admonished losing their temper. This can escalate the situation and make it even more difficult to have a productive conversation. By waiting for a more opportune moment, the silent person can avoid unnecessary conflict and ensure that their message is delivered in a way that is more likely to be received positively. In addition, admitting fault and accepting admonishment can actually be a sign of wisdom and strength. By acknowledging your mistakes and being open to feedback, a person can learn and grow from their experiences. On the other hand, those who refuse to admit fault and become defensive risk falling into disgrace and damaging their relationships with others. In conclusion, while there may be times when admonishment is untimely, the silent person who waits for the right moment to speak up shows true wisdom. By exercising patience and choosing the right time to offer criticism or advice, they can ensure that their words are more likely to be heard and accepted. Untimely is advice that is wrong. Ultimately, it is better to be admonished, and grow from their experience than to lose one's temper and risk damaging relationships. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness at the Lord's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord, from evil. Deliver us from evil, we pray. From every evil, we graciously grant to us peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 20. Verses 1 through 3 is our practice today. We have a one-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, One Wise Keeps Silent. Untimely is scolding, admonishment. One wise keeps silent. Temper lose not in banishment. Over disgrace, fault admit, unless defiant. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is February 29th, leap day, leap year. Woo-hoo. If you were born today, your birthday, you grow old every 4 years. You grow a year older every 4 years. That seems strange, doesn't it? February 29th, a leap year. Still haven't really read into that much. Did we learn about that in school? I think we did. But Lord, it's been so long ago. And I'll just keep silent over the admonishment of February 29th. For I have no idea why. Maybe something to learn today. Amen. If you are still practicing praying and proclaiming with me each and every day, you know what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. And we continue to act upon the Word of God and the beauty of our love of the church. It is tradition that is brought to you through the popes of succession. It is Jesus giving the keys to the kingdom to our man Peter and every pope since, and we continue to lift up what they have taught as tradition. That includes the love of Jesus' mother. We all love our mother, and we look for her protection. Her mantle does protect us as we call on her in her ability to take our prayers and share them with Christ one-on-one. Amen. We close in His name. Jesus. 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 God bless you. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, may the mantle of Mary cover our beautiful union as one in Christ together as we close in Jesus' name. 7:33. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. I love you.